December 15, 2008. By and through the magnetic power of the sacred fire, we call into action the light of God that is so triumphant and knows no limitations. Almighty I Am God Presence, hold, hold, hold our focus and our attention upon Thee until we are totally ascended and free in the light of immortality, which compels the physical body to give strict obedience to the laws and principles of immortality, which is our birthright. O beloved hearts, continue to make calls to your own beloved I Am God Presence. For you have heard it said, the call compels the answer. It's like making a telephone call to God. And yes, and that's where the answers come from the divine intelligence of the universe. Oh, from the great central sun, the sun that stands behind the sun. Almighty I Am God Presence. Hold, hold our focus. Hold, hold, hold our attention unwaveringly upon Thee until we are totally ascended and free in the light of immortality, which is my birthright. O mighty God Presence of the sacred fire, blaze forth Thy invincible, victorious, overwhelming presence of the sacred fire through every cell and tissue and atom and particle of our bodies, because my body is a temple of light. I am the temple of light. Let it be maintained and fully self-sustained and forever expanding the glorious light from on high, descending and again arising within the hearts of men. O beloved hearts, children of the diamond mind of God, continue on with enthusiasm and excitement to move forward into life, to be all that you are created to be. Fulfill the first and great commandment, to love God with all the heart, soul, and mind, with every cell and tissue and atom and particle of your body, is the direct path to your mastery. It is the direct path to your ascension. It is the direct path for you to be born of the Spirit. And you know what Jesus said about being born of the Spirit. The wind comes and it goes, and no man knows where it's coming or where it's going. And so is he that is born of the Spirit. For he that is born of the Spirit will have the power to come and go as a wind, will have the power to command light to stand forth and like a laser beam, beam it forth and travel on that beam of light to disappear and reappear at will and carry out the greater works of God here on the earth plane. Oh, beloved hearts, ye are not yet born. You're still within the mother womb of the Mother Earth. But to become born is to draw that nourishment of the electronic light substance through the umbilical cord of the Holy Spirit. To consciously, on the wings of your thoughts, clothe yourself in light, in this cocoon of light. Weave it around yourself consciously. Be aware of the presence of God flowing in and through and around every cell and tissue and atom particle and sinew and bone of your body. Yes, focus your attention of weaving a cocoon of light around you and let it be maintained and fully self-sustained and forever expanding by your awareness of it. Because your awareness, what you focus upon, is where your energy is flowing. Be here now. I am now the full manifestation of the Christ. I am the Christ of God, now physically made manifested here on the earth plane. I am the Christ of God, now physically made manifested in full light maturity. I am the matured Christ of God here on the earth plane, and I am the victorious peace of eternity, now physically made manifested here upon the earth plane, because I am the ascension in the light, now physically made manifested. And this ascension that I talk about is bringing the kingdom of God from on high into this dimension. It's not disappearing like Enoch just disappeared and vanished from mankind. But no, it is bringing forth the virtues of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, here on this dimension of life. But at the same time, you will not have to go buy groceries. You won't have to eat. You won't have to sleep, because you are so filled with the fullness of God. Oh, mighty I Am Presence. Many times you will spend time, hours at a time, just sitting still and being quiet. And yes, mankind on lower vibrations will not be able to see you, but you can lower your vibrations so you can be seeing the mankind. So you will have the power to come and go as the wind, to disappear and carry out the greater works of God, because the marvelous light within you knows no limitations, and it will sustain your physical body. It will nourish your body. It will bring chemistry balance. It will bring forth balance within every chakra and system and function of your being, because I am the light nourishment program. Call it forth. I am the light nourishment program. I am the light nourishment from on high, descending into the physical flesh. And the flesh is now flesh divine. I am divine flesh. I am, through the power of the great I Am Presence, the full manifestation of the light nourishment program, feeding and nourishing this body and bringing forth chemistry balance. Feeding and nourishing this body as though it has eaten the most wholesome meal upon this planet. Call it forth. Every time you feel that sensation of hunger, use it as an indicator to make the call, to call forth the light of God within you to come forth and to feed and to nurture your body as though you have eaten the most wholesome meal upon this planet. That you have eaten the most wholesome precipitated meal upon this planet. And why do I say precipitated? Because when Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, oh, that was pure electronic-like substance from the treasure house of God, from the invisible plane. This energy, the light, electronic-like substance, being precipitated, curl upon itself and bringing it forth into the physical dimension, looking like a fish or a piece of bread. And you are eating pure spirit light. And that's what you are coming into. You're calling forth the divine substance of life to be precipitated into the physical body, to bring forth chemistry balance and to feed and to nourish this body as though you have eaten the most wholesome precipitated meal upon this planet. Because you have. You are now eating the light energy, being aware that if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Yes, it will quicken your body. It will sustain life. It will feed and nourish your body. Because that marvelous, glorious light that beats your heart is just as potent and powerful and real as it is within the heart of Jesus Christ or any cosmic being. Because you are one with Jesus. You are one with the great host of light. You are one with the great brotherhood of light. You are one with Archangel Michael. Oh, hail, oh, Archangel Michael, with your sword of authority, come forth now and cut away all interferences and blockages within mankind and set them free. Free, because I am the light of freedom. You have heard it said that the truth will set you free. Well, beloved hearts, the truth will only set you free when that bread of truth is eaten, when that bread of truth is assimilated by the organs of the Holy Spirit. When that truth is applied and lived, then the truth will set you free in the light of immortality, that you may carry out the greater works of God here on the earth plane. Oh, yes, embrace the truth of your being, that you are one with God, that you are the Christ of God here on the earth plane, that you are the temple of the Most High God, that your body is the temple of the Most High God, now physically made, manifested right where you are, because right where you are, God is. Right where you sit, the presence of God is. Right where you stand, the presence of God stands. Oh, beloved hearts, I am the ascension in the light now physically made manifested through your flesh form now. I am that I am. So be it. It is finished. It is done. It is complete. Moving forward into life with flying colors, with enthusiasm and excitement, because I am the vision of being all that I am. So be it.